A pillar of orange rocket exhaust arced out of Kerr's frozen tangle of ethmane crystals, emerging from an ice-lined shaft more than a kilometer across. This column was far larger than any others Luke and Mara had seen, its heat raising a wall of steam as it bent toward the Skywalkers and streaked low over the moon's frozen surface. 2 seconds later, Luke's astromech unit sounded an attack alarm. Luke felt a start from Mara as an explosion rocked her Stealth X. Then his own starfighter gave a sharp double buck. The astromech pointedly informed Luke they were being ambushed by Gorog dart ships. Luke continued toward the Falcon, flying low over Kerr's feathery jungle of ethmane crystals. The Skywalkers had traveled barely a kilometer when another column of dart ships rose out of the ethmane jungle ahead. As the Skywalkers drew closer, the orange wall resolved itself into a pattern of fiery whirling disks, each with the black dot of a dart ship at its heart. Mara took the lead and pulled up, a loose wing stabilizer shuddering under the strain. The two nearest swarms, the one blocking their escape and the one pursuing from behind, nosed up to give chase. Suddenly, Mara dropped the nose of her Stealth X. Luke followed so quickly that he almost beat her, but the Dark Nest was not fooled. The dart ship simply leveled off and continued to close on the Skywalkers. The ice jungle's feathery canopy came up rapidly. Luke began to wonder when she intended to pull up. She did not. A flurry of cannonballs lanced out from Mara's Stealth X, instantly superheating the ice crystals in front of her and filling Luke's forward view with brown steam. He switched to instrument flying and followed her through the cloud into the snarled depths of the ice jungle. Mara flipped her Stealth X up on edge and slipped between two ethmane pillars, then crashed through a curtain of frost and sent up a glittering cloud of ice particles. Luke ducked under a frozen arch, then shot ahead of Mara into the lead. Luke quickly brought them around. It would be safer to go in the opposite direction and sneak a look at the nest. He surrendered his steering arm to the Force, and his hand began to move of its own accord, guiding the Stealth X into one shimmering gap after another, bobbing over blue curtains, ducking beneath long fronds of frost, blasting holes through impassable walls of ice. Mara stayed close on his tail, almost joining her hand to his through their Force bond, and 30 seconds later, they shot through a small icy portal into an irregular blue shaft barely broad enough for Luke to bank the Stealth X into a tight inside spiral. Stang! Luke felt Mara's fear through the Force, and his heart jumped into his throat. Then, as he continued his own spiral around the small shaft, he saw the jagged hole where her Stealth X had bounced off the icy wall. His tactical display showed her still on his tail, but weaving badly. Mara? Luke called through the Force. Fine, she answered. Luke continued to bank, setting the Stealth X up on one wing so that he could look up out one side of the cockpit and down out the other. He estimated they were about 2 kilometers deep, though that was impossible to confirm with instruments. Below, the shaft continued to narrow and curved back under itself, concealing the nest entrance behind a wall of blue ice. Aside from the walls, which had been polished smooth by the heat and freeze cycle of countless rocket launches, there was no sign of dart ships. Mara seemed worried by how quiet it was. Luke didn't like it either. Gorog would have left something to defend the nest. The hair on his neck began to rise, and he decided they had seen enough. Mara, now directly opposite him on the other side of the shaft, agreed and started to climb. Her shields were flickering, and that loose stabilizer was flapping around beneath her wing. Luke fell in behind her. Then an attack alarm sounded, and a laser cannon began to fire blue bolts up the shaft. He felt another jolt of emotion from Mara, this time anger, as her Stealth X took a trio of hits. Her shields went down with the second, and the ends of both starboard wings vanished with the third. Luke did not waste time looking at his tactical display. He simply dropped the Stealth X into a dive and started firing, and then saw the nose of a Lima stolen skiff just slipping back out of sight. He continued to fire for a second longer, pouring his rage and disbelief at her through the Force, until the bend in the shaft vanished behind a curtain of ethmane steam. The stumps of Mara's starboard wings tumbled away in a cascade of sparks and mini-explosions. Then she slipped into a spin and flashed past Luke, vanishing into the steam below.